Hello, this is Justin Harper, the editor of Campaign Middle East. Campaign is the leading multimedia platform for the advertising, marketing, and creative industries. Along with our monthly magazine, we host regular breakfast briefing events and produce a range of podcasts. This is our On The Record podcast, where we deep dive into a hot topic or trend happening in this dynamic sector, or interview a prominent figure in a chatty and hopefully entertaining way. Thanks for listening, and let's get started. Ramadan is a month of creating meaningful connections via community and togetherness, from media consumption changes to creators to business messaging and vertical deep dives. This research covers various insights that will help teams position their ad opportunities during Ramadan 2023. This podcast covers a Meta Commission study and internal Meta platform data evaluating the factors that drive product discovery online. It shows how Meta technologies are key to connecting consumers with relevant content, community, and immersive shopping experiences during the Ramadan season and Eid moment. This research was an online quantitative survey conducted by YouGov in 12 markets across the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. The findings in this report are based on the core markets where the majority of the population celebrates or observes Ramadan. I am joined today by Rana Buri, Head of MENA Marketing, and Elaine Maney, Head of Tech, Media, and Telecom and Professional Services in MENA from Meta. So Rana, what are the key insights to watch out for during the Ramadan period?
So thank you first, Justin, for hosting us today. To give you a bit of context, Ramadan is a global moment with 2 billion people across the world observing it. And we refer to this as one of the biggest moments on our platform. The essence of Ramadan, if we really think about it, is really about people. So what do people want during Ramadan? Is they actually want to build communities. They want to connect with others. And therefore, we refer to Ramadan as the month of kindness. It's a powerful opportunity as well for businesses to create meaningful connections. To answer your question, based on the four trends or couple of trends that we have observed based on the insights, businesses have an opportunity to tell their story. So brand storytelling is key during Ramadan. It's about products finding people. And what we refer to products finding people as discovery commerce through the power of AI, it's really the joy of discovery. It's about as well connecting through a personalized experience. So businesses have an opportunity as well to reach out to their consumers and create this relevant one-to-one experiences through business messaging. And last, what's really emerging, especially in across our region, is the cross-border shopping, where businesses have an opportunity to reach people across the globe, not only within our region.
No, I like that. The meaningful connections, you know, is very important at this time of the year when there's so many traditional values. So let's start to dig deeper into these trends. What are the key things that marketers need to look out for around storytelling?
So we talked about connections, right? And brands have a deeper connection through various engagements. So what's top of mind, for example, what you can consider when building the campaign is video, where we have the highest consumption of videos in the region as well. And it might be a reflection of the youth population, where people are really entertained by videos. Second one is creating content and creators. Here, this is where creators actually are building most of the content in the region. And it refers back as well to the youthfulness, right? So when you have youth population, they tend to create great content and augmented reality, AR. It's really by creating an immersive experience. What we refer to these connections as multipliers, and I'm always asked the question, should I use video in my campaign? Is it creators or is it AR? But it's really, you can choose one or all of them because they definitely optimize your campaign as you're building it. Let me give you double down a bit on the video. So video, for example, in the last 6 months alone, doubled. The usage of consumption on our platform actually doubled in video. And key things to consider when building the video, because I'm always asked, how can you make it engaging or, you know, what drives viewership? As key things. So consider it to make it entertaining, so fun and engaging, digestible, short and sweet, and relatable, authentic. And this is definitely where you can leverage the creators community within our region to make it more authentic and relatable.
Three very key elements: entertaining, digestible, and relatable. as a journalist, you know, and a creator as well, that I think that they're the true values you have to uphold. So you touched earlier on creators, and I've made the mistake before of calling them influencers, and now that's old fashioned, and they are very much creators. They're creating content, video, and all sorts there, and being very innovative with it. Now, what's the best way, do you think, to engage with these creators? And are there any emerging trends that are specific around Ramadan?
Yeah, so you touch on a good point, where what is the difference between creators and influencers, right? And people use them interchangeably, and they are really one of the same. That's how we look at them. Because creators, at the end of the day, they are really a trusted advisor. To put things in perspective, 9 out of 10 Ramadan shoppers surveyed said that they actually follow a creator. And I could give you an example. For example, one of our key clients, Garnier, they launched a campaign, Hair Food Besties, and to educate consumers on its ingredients and usage. And what they did by tapping into a Generation Z creators, the results were phenomenal, where they actually doubled the increase in both brand awareness and ad recall among the Generation Z, their key target audience. So having creators targeting the same audience and creating the content is really phenomenal.
Absolutely. So yeah, the power of creators is very strong and growing in this region. What about AR? It seems to have been here for a while. Is there anything specific around the Ramadan period you can tell us about it?
True, AR is quite familiar, and it's a great entertaining touch point for people. It's a great tool to be part of the customer's journey, because we refer to AR as well as a very meaningful and immersive experience. To put it in perspective, 8 out of 10 of Ramadan shoppers surveyed said that AR, again, influenced their decision power. So a great tool to leverage. Example that I can give is Sephora. During Ramadan, actually, what they did is they partnered with a creative partner of ours and our own creative shop internally, and they created an augmented reality ad. Based on that, it resulted in 6-point lift in their ad recall.
Just calling Elaine in here now. So the power of brand storytelling can come through on video, creators, and AR. What about discovery commerce? What actually does that mean?
Yeah, so a key component of our marketing framework is discovery commerce. Discovery commerce, as Rana pointed out at the beginning, is about products finding people as opposed to typically people finding products. Just a few years ago, when we all used desktop, people would get online through a browser and search for products and content that they are after. Now, in a mobile environment where people are scrolling through feeds and tapping through videos and stories, we've seen a trend of discovery where people find products that they aren't necessarily searching for or looking for. Now, discovery is happening particularly on our platform with almost twice more people, shoppers and observers during Ramadan, discovering ideas and products and services on Meta apps versus other platforms. This trend is particularly important during Ramadan when we see an uptick in consumer spending, and more so this year in this economic climate where people have to be financially more conscious and need to plan their expenditures ahead of time. This discovery is particularly best when it's personalized, when you actually find products in your feed that are more relevant to you. And this is largely fueled by our investment in artificial intelligence and AI. So instead of relying only on accounts that you are following to find content, the system will start surfacing relevant products and content and services and businesses that might be interesting to you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, AI is such a fascinating subject. It's fast moving and there's lots of developments. What's a key differentiator for Meta when it comes to AI?
Well, AI is already significantly improving our ad product. Last year, we launched Advantage Plus Shopping Campaigns, or ASC for short. And it's a completely new product that relies primarily on artificial intelligence and machine learning to drive more online sales at a lower cost and in a privacy-first way. This is a step change in our ad capabilities and represents the new foundations of our offering. So for the first time, advertisers can create a single campaign for all their performance objectives, prospecting, remarketing, conversions, all in the same campaign, with automated features for creative, for optimization, for targeting, essentially reducing human decisions or manual input and maximizing results through the use of AI. We're already seeing better results from this product. And recently we compared ASC to normal campaigns across 31 advertisers, and we saw a substantial reduction in cost per action or cost per sales, and a 32% increase in return on ad spend. So for the same spend, advertisers are seeing a third more in results. And who wouldn't want that in this environment? And it will continue to improve because it relies on machine learning. So you will see more from that.
No, great. There's some very good insights there. Some quite startling figures, really. And just switching up a gear, Rana, can we talk about business messaging? WhatsApp, I'm a big fan of WhatsApp. I'm on it. I'm on so many WhatsApp groups. Can't keep count. What about when it comes to business messaging?
The consumer, they expect the same type of relationship with brands. So the alienation between having a conversation on a personal level or a business level, the expectation is the same. So people want to reach out. If you think of the consumer, you reach out to your loved ones, you want to connect in real time, and you see it transported into the business interaction where consumers actually have a similar expectation. They want to chat in real time. They want to have a personalized, relevant message instantly. And in context, 2 out of 3 people are more likely to shop with a business if they actually have a business messaging, which are relevant and immediate. Meta is very well positioned to provide that experience because throughout our one-to-one engagements, you can experience it through Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger as well.
I know, that's very interesting. I mean, WhatsApp is such a big part of our lives. And to know there's an easy transition from personal to business. And it does feel like you're messaging a person, even though it's a business. Now you've got billions of consumers on Meta Business in platforms. Alain, what does this mean for marketers just having so much mass sort of followers and users?
Yeah, so Meta messaging platforms support timely, expressive and persistent conversations. Wherever the customers prefer to engage, be it on WhatsApp, Messenger, or Instagram Direct. And we've seen businesses adopting these platforms for, we can bucket them under 3 main use cases. The first is conversational care, such as live chat support, post-purchase loyalty, and re-engagement. And these were some of the early applications of business messaging, and they continue to drive cost savings for businesses and a higher customer satisfaction. Then we're seeing more and more conversational marketing. These are essentially when businesses are sending paid messages to customers for specific segments of customers to drive personalized offers and to drive action. Think of it as a premium SMS, but of course with a much better response rate. And finally, and that's the one that I'm excited the most about, is conversational commerce, which include chat automation, order management, inventory management, essentially all the online shopping experience on your WhatsApp conversation. And so once the businesses are building these use cases and these experiences on the platforms, they can activate them by sending traffic to these conversations. So you will see an ad on your Facebook or Instagram feed, you will click, and it will take you to a WhatsApp conversation with the business where you can start a conversation and conclude a conversion.
Yeah, it seems such an easy way just to shop and talk, and it doesn't feel like, you know, much of a change, to be honest with you. So can we talk about cross-border shopping and how that fits in with the overall Ramadan experience?
During Ramadan, people are discovering and buying products from abroad. Our study shows that roughly half of the shoppers and observers have made a cross-border purchase during Ramadan and Eid. And many of them have spent more on products shipped from abroad than in previous years. So this is a growing trend for us. Driving sales in international markets means that you need to speak the local language. You need to speak the language of these audiences that you are targeting. And so we've developed a set of solutions to enable businesses in doing so at scale to efficiently go after these international markets.
Yeah, I think I probably put my hand up as one of those cross-border shoppers who probably spends, you know, a lot, you know, buying stuff any time of the year, regardless. Now, what Meta tools are available for this cross-border experience?
There's actually a few. I'll share here. For example, we have dynamic language optimization, which will automatically deliver the right language to the right person. As an advertiser, you just have to input all the different languages of the audiences you are targeting, and our system will identify if I'm an Arabic speaker, I will see the Arabic ad. If you're an English speaker, you'll see the English ad, and so on. And this helps, you know, drive efficiency at scale. Another example is Meta Advantage Plus international catalog ads. So when you're on our platform and you see multiple products, we will also localize the price of the product, the description of the product, the availability of the product in the local languages as well for international audiences. And finally, and my favorite is multi-country lookalike audiences. So as a business, you have, you know, your favorite customers, your high value customers in your market here. But you want, when you want to go abroad, our system will help you find similar customers of yours in international markets. And that helps you drive more efficient sales. A case in point for us is Shahid, which is a leading streaming service in the Middle East, who used a combination of those solutions to connect with new markets, namely the US and Canada during Ramadan last year. Their efforts using cross-border solutions helped them drive a lift in ad recall of 16 percentage points, that's above industry benchmark, and increased their awareness, which in turn drove a substantial lift in subscriber acquisition for them during Ramadan last year.
You know, there's some very healthy figures. So in closing, Rana, what would you say are the key takeaways for this Ramadan?
So we believe creating meaningful connections during the kindest moment on Meta is powerful across all of our platforms. Key takeaways, I mean, we already referred to it, is definitely from brand storytelling. So how can marketeers think of using these connected multipliers, being video, creators, content, and AR, to create an immersive experience? To discover commerce, where it's really powered by AI and the joy of discovering new products and products finding you rather the other way around. And finally, business message, to deliver this instant one-to-one personalized relevant connection. And with cross-border shopping as well, to connect with people across the globe. I encourage everyone to find more information about Ramadan and the opportunity of the emerging trend. We do have it on our website. They can go to our website and search under Ramadan. And I would like to thank you, Justin and Alain, for joining me today and wishing you a Ramadan Kareem.
Brilliant. Thank you both for your time. Some great, great insights.
Thanks for staying with us. I'm Justin Harper, the editor of Campaign Middle East, and you have been listening to Campaign's On the Record podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and you can find more of our podcasts on our website, campaignme.com, along with well-known platforms including Angami, Apple, and Google. Thanks for listening.